What are you telling me, my bro?
What are you saying, bro? You good?
There, man. Can't complain, man. Back with another vid, as usual. How you been?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, mixed emotions. But yeah, we'll get into it.
Chat to me. Just how's life been in general?
No, good. Yeah? Can't complain, literally. Yeah.
Things are good, man. Things are on the up. You know what I mean? Obviously, going to delve into everything in the world of football, what's been going on lately.
Yeah.
So no better place to start than Liverpool, bro. It's been interesting still, I can't lie, man. Because I think the last time we spoke about them, we were speaking about just how galvanized that they can be after the announcement, innit, of Klopp.
So, yeah, I remember we done a vid.
Yeah. And it was interesting at the time because they were doing well in that all comps. They were on course to, you know, compete at the back end of every competition.
Yeah.
What I find very funny is that everything seems to have changed from that FA Cup game where we, you know, beat them 4-3.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way I'm looking at it is, bro, we started it off, bro. What's going on?
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. Because prior, they were undefeated in 9 games leading up to, you know, the game with us. The defeat that saw them lose prior to that was the Arsenal game, innit?
Okay.
Where they lost. Mm-hmm. But after that, bro, they were on a nice, clean streak until they faced us.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after that game, I think they beat Brighton and they beat Sheffield United 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's never been the same.
Mm-hmm.
Bergamo. You get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. What's your thoughts? Like, what are you saying, man?
I remember the vid, and I'll be real. After the timing of the announcement, I thought the way, because they've not, I won't say they've been amazing throughout the whole, even before that United game, I won't say they've been blistering and like blowing teams away, they haven't. But like I said at the time, they're a great side at knowing how to get results, how to manage through games, how to get through games. And I thought, given the news that broke, that they will find themselves doing that for the rest of the season. I hear why you said, I think you felt like it started from the FA Cup game, but I felt like it was more the league game, because I feel like with an FA Cup tie, you know, it can be like what happened with Coventry, like an FA Cup tie, even when it's two big sides, it can kind of go either way, especially in a derby, innit? And I think for the first 35 minutes, I think we played pretty well, probably some of the best football we've played this season. And obviously, we earned our lead, and then obviously they came back into it, and then it was just a mess from there for the rest of the game, innit? Whereas I think in the league, I think the stat at half time is that we hadn't had a shot, bro, or something like that, and they'd missed a few sitters. They were leading, and I think the state of the goal that gave us that Bruno scored, I just felt the way that game panned out, I just feel like that was the real blow. I feel like that's when they started thinking. Like, I felt like doubt started to creep in then, because they should have been out of sight at half time, and they nearly ended up losing it. They probably should have ended up losing it if it wasn't for Wan-Bissaka. So, and then everything we've seen since that Premier League game, obviously my good friend over here, Palace, got over the line, and at like the 3-0, like obviously you can get knocked out, but then to lose 3-0 at Anfield, that wasn't adding up. And then Goodison, Upton Park,
and I was confident.
No,
genuinely, because I was chatting to Liverpool fan innit, and I was saying, bro, out of every game that's leading up to the back end of the season, that game at Goodison, I was so confident. You would have thought,
yeah, you said, I remember,
Even saying it to you. I just clocked, bro. I knew that they were not leaving there unscathed. And yeah, like it's nice to see still. I can't lie, man.
Even the Salah and Klopp.
Oh, bro, we're gonna get into that. Trust me.
Because
Yeah, a lot's happened. It's just been
a complete and utter implosion. It's just been an implosion. Yeah.
So I want to know, would you say that Klopp has failed to adapt this season? What's the reasons for Liverpool not mounting a sustained title race? Because we know with how things are currently, the way the points are going to look in the end. Do you know what I mean? Why couldn't they go to the back end of the season and continue?
I think it was a kind of a false position in a sense. Like, they had a tough season last season, and then obviously they shaped. It was a completely new midfield. Literally all three positions, like new signings, etc. So I think it was a false position in a sense. And like I said, I repeat, they were great at grinding out results, getting through games. Whereas when you go to win a league, that's going to catch up to you. You're going, unless you have no one better than you, which there is, in my opinion, two sides, you will get caught up, like what I seem to have happened. So I felt like, yeah, I don't think there's too much complex thinking into it. I just think they had a tough season last year. They've made you got to give credit to them, a massive jump. You can argue they shouldn't even be where they are. Do you get it? It's just that obviously once you're in the title race and you fall off like that, you're going to hold corn. That's just how it is, isn't it? So, yeah, I just think they tailed off. And then obviously, you see the quantum mistake at Old Trafford. City and Arsenal ain't making the mistakes. So it's like little things like that. And then obviously going to Goodison, as we've seen, Arsenal went and got that done. They didn't do it at Old Trafford. So it's like, yeah, it's just they are where I think they should be. So obviously, that kind of it would eventually just derail to that point. And I think that's what we're seeing.
I don't know, man. I feel like in terms of adapting, he had money to spend. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And out of all the managers in the Prem, you would probably say that Klopp knows what's needed in that. In his side, etc., to either mount a challenge or just to improve, innit? Like, do you know what I mean? And I feel like the way the money was spent was a bit 60 M's on Szoboszlai. Liverpool fans aren't the happiest with him at the minute. Then you got Gravan Birch, 34 M's. Can you say that he's impacted that side? Could you have argued that a better player or that Szoboszlai and Gravenberch money together, a Tchouaméni kind of player, someone that's, do you get what I'm trying to say? I feel like we always speak about our Klopp improving players, etc., and that's always the narrative. But what about the signings that he's got wrong, bro? Because let's be real, them three players that he signed this season, even Endo, bro, who has actually played well in terms of he's contributed, etc. But we were all talking about when he signed him, we were like, oof, is that the DM that's going to enable you to play the way you want to play? And he has in some games, but he's also been poor in others. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So I won't fully say like Klopp didn't do everything he could, because I feel like at the end of the day there was a cap in terms of what they could have done this season, just like you said, in terms of you feel like they shouldn't have even been there. So I hear it, but it's like you said as well, when you get there, those are the questions that's going to be asked. Do you know what I mean?
They thought they could have.
Bro, I was seeing tweets from Trent, bro, talking about when Arsenal lost to Villa. Talking about how he thinks that if it was them playing the game and this and that and psychological this.
You
got Van Dijk coming out after a Cara Bobbins talking about they thought I was finished.
Yeah, yeah.
All them kind of things there is like, that looks like United kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I mean, bro? That looks like that would happen over, yeah. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. It's interesting. Obviously, hindsight is a beautiful thing at the end of the day. So, was it the right time in terms of Klopp coming out, announcing that he wanted to leave?
Nah. I can never say it's the right time. Ever since that thing was made, the conversation has been around. First it was a quadruple to see him off, then the way he won the Carabao Cup final as well.
At
the end of the game they had like 6-7 kids on and against the £1 billion bottle jobs, you get. So the way he won that cup final, you're thinking, damn, okay, like, you might. And then obviously halfway through the United game, you're like, yeah, man. When Elliot scored the deflected goal, you're thinking, yeah, man, this is looking, it's looking like scripted. So yeah, you can never say, once it's gone wrong, you can never say it's the right time, bro. Because obviously, like I said, that's been the chat since the day he announced it. That's been the chat. Can he end with a quadruple? Can he end with a Premier League title? That goodbye, that swan song, do you get?
So
I would always say, if it went right and it worked, then yeah, cool. But the benefit, like you said, of that, because it's gone wrong, you have to say it was the wrong timing.
So why not the end of the season? Will some argue that Klopp was selfish in announcing?
You could argue that, but we won't know. But you could argue that.
My thing is, bro.
But he might have at the same time felt that announcing that at the time would have been an extra push.
Is that selfishness then? Because he
thinks it can help the team, innit? He thinks it can help.
But then you're the source of that. So then it's perspectives, no?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Some could argue that you feel like you're that important and that central to everything going on, which some would argue that you are, but you decide in that situation,
of course.
Can that not be argued that the guy's selfish?
Potentially,
because
yeah.
At the end of the day, bro, Liverpool, I keep speaking about how they're run in terms of any team. If a manager was leaving and the team was going to keep it quiet, it would be Liverpool, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
If they're trying to tout up a manager and they know Klopp's, he's run his race, he's done, etc. It would be Liverpool to keep that kind of news quiet until they found a manager, until it's the right time to announce it. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's getting brushed, you know? Like, deep it, bro. Man announced a big, big, like, shape-shifting news that was going to change the whole of the
weekday.
He's been there for 9 years, bro.
Yeah.
You've come out and said it when you're in a good position for the title race, good position in the Europa League, good position in other tournaments, bro.
Yeah,
so
I completely agree. I completely agree. And it's how you see it at the end of the day. But it's also, like you said, it could be seen as selfish, but like, I don't know. Part of me thinks that he felt that squad couldn't go and win the league. So I think his last action was to try and do something that can maybe elevate them that level further to kind of push even more. And you get it? That's how I think. And which could be seen as selfish, but at the same time, if it works, you'll be like, oh, it makes sense. You know what I mean? But it's because it didn't work, you're like, yeah, whatever. But he might have seen that the squad, the opposition in Arsenal and City, he might have felt like this title was a step too far. So he probably thought one last roll of the dice, see if it works. Didn't.
Nah, fair. So what? What are you saying? Do you feel as if? So that's the reason. Would you?
I would. If
would
if
you
I,
put that to the morale and performances? Would you link that?
Potentially, they like every game from then. It's either the end of the world or it's we're still in it or it's the end of the world. That's how it's felt. Like after Palace, it felt like it was the end of the world because you're like, Klopp's leaving. Oh, it's another dent in the title race. So yeah, you could say that potentially didn't help. But yeah, I have felt that every game has felt heavy. Like I would have in any world, I wouldn't want to be a Liverpool fan, but even less so now. Like I felt like following their team or maybe going to the stadium or watching, it just feels like the game is just heavy on them, heavy on their shoulders. Like if they lose, letting Klopp down, this, that, and the other. If they win, still not guaranteed the title, but we're still in it. So yeah, man, I think it's all played a part and obviously it ain't worked. At the end of the day, some roll of the dice is work and the right numbers come up, some don't. So I just, yeah, man, it just hasn't worked. And yeah, it's humour to us, but to them it's like, yeah, end of the world. So yeah, man.
So Klopp's won a Champions League, obviously a Premier League, the UEFA Super Cup, FIFA World Cup, 2 Carabao Cups, an FA Cup and a Community Shield. Obviously, it ended Liverpool's 30-year wait for a title in the 1920 season. I'm just, when I look back, and we will, Klopp one title in 9 years, like, does that add a lot to the?
I think, to the
conversation? Is it? What's your thoughts, just in general? Like,
it's unfair. As much as I dislike him and that, and I mentioned it last time, I just think. I know what you mean. And in 10 years' time, you're going to look back and like the kids of today might be like, what, Klopp? Like when they're arguing with someone, they might be like, no, I just won one league title and that. But obviously, we've been there throughout the whole tenure. And I feel like it's a bit unfair. I get the numbers. I get the breakdown, the crunching of numbers. I understand that it's been what you look at and you're like, yeah, he's this god. Liverpool fans look at him like he's this god, but it's only one Premier League title, like you said. Do you get it? Or it's one Champions League title. Could you have done more? And unfortunately for him, he's come up against, some argue, the best Premier League side ever. So it's like, yeah. And like you said, though, 30 years end. What they were before him was a complete, was us. Was a complete and utter shambles. Mm. And I will bite your hand off to get our Klopp. Do you get it? So it's like a lot of it is feeling. A lot of it, he brought a mad feeling back to Anfield. That they could compete every week, every season, in the Champions League, in every cup, and in the Premier League. Like I said, unfortunately for him, he came up against some argue the best Premier League side, but he did break the duck. And I think a lot like, but I'm stuck between two because I hear you. I hear like, yeah, you look back and you're like, rah, rah, that's not that much for him to be held what he is. But like I said, I've been there, I've seen it. I've seen the changes done to the football club, how fans feel about their football club. They broke the duck. That's not an easy duck to break. We're on 10 years now. So imagine another 20 years of what we're going through. You get to break that is a mad thing. So, and he added to the Champions League pot. So mixed feelings. I hear you're sad, but I feel like let's lay it easy on him.
No, my side isn't.
Not. I mean, I hear what you mentioned.
Oh, yeah,
I hear
what you mentioned. My side is, yeah, with the banter side, etc., it will always be, you know, we can always spin the block, bro.
Spin it anyhow we want. Yeah, he's allowed that though. He's allowed us to spin it any way we want. He's allowed us
to turn the course of the whole. Hey, I'm showing you, like, obviously, at the end of the day, he revitalized the team, like you say, like, and he maintained competitiveness. So with it all said and done, bro, he played his part, bro. Like, he did everything that you would want a manager to do that came into your own club. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see how things are after you know, he goes, because in my opinion, I feel like he hasn't necessarily left them in a good position. I believe Salah should have been gone. And this is what I mean, bro, about selfishness, that if he was thinking ahead, etc., would he have chose to cut ties last season? As you said, he knew they weren't going to challenge, etc., this season. So would you not have been making decisions ahead, thinking, oof? Or you just... Or
that's
is it that...
No, that's where the selfishness comes in.
Do you get what I'm saying,
like,
bro?
You can only look at Fergie as well.
Do you get what I'm saying? So
ultimately, he's his own man.
You get.
So he's going to want to.
Because when you look at it and you look at their team, I don't see young players coming through in their academy that I'm like, oof, they can impact the first team. And sometimes you don't get that. It randomly comes. Do you know what I mean? You have players like in our academy that come out of nowhere. Do you get what I'm saying? But Liverpool, I don't see that. Like, I've never looked at their academy and I'm like, oh, they've got players. Arsenal, I can look at their academy. Do you get what I'm trying to say? City, us. You know what I mean? I don't look at Liverpool's academy like... So that's what I mean, bro. There's a lot of work to do, not just on a pitch, etc. Just around the place. You got aging players that are going to be cutting soon.
It's tough.
Aging players that have been a big part of everything that you've basically been involved in. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I can't lie. We said it in the video that we did last. Bro, it's going to be a chilly time over there. And I can't wait to see, you know what I mean, how things pan out. They got the new gaffer coming in. We don't know who yet, but names are being touted. It'll be interesting, bro. And yeah, touching on the Salah point. That's what I mean, bro. Like, cracks are just cracks been dead and people just haven't been seeing it, or it's been marked. Man said if I speak, it'll be fire. Course, everything's been all right. Nah, man. Or Salah just didn't want to play. Bro, Salah's a serious professional, bro. A serious professional that there's been times when him and Mane were there, a man would be like, oh, da-da-da-da. Why didn't Salah have any kind of ill attitude to Klopp? Let's see, man. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I just think it's all come to his head still, like, literally. But
moving on.
Yeah.
VAR. A lot's been going on, bro. I can't lie, like, you know, a week or so ago, Nottingham Forest came out with a statement. Bro, I ain't seen anything like that before, bro. Like, I was gobsmacked when I saw that. It was like a player.
Yeah, I think
took,
I was
it was like it. A player.
Yeah, or took us. The login. We took
no,
the login.
No, bro, a player literally said, give me that phone. I'm tweeting. No, I don't care. Find me.
Yeah, find me. Yeah.
Because that was so ill-advised, in my opinion. Like,
Yeah.
Because, bro, like, at the end of the day, we know decisions don't get given, etc.
And I agreed with Gary Neville in a sense where you're like, okay, what steps are you going? Like, what was the last line?
We're going to think about moving forward, etc.
So I was sitting there and I was like, Bobby, okay. Like, what's going to happen? Do you get? What's going to happen now kind of thing? Do you get? So, yeah, in terms of the tweet, yeah, I just think, I won't even say it's right or wrong. I just think you're not gaining nothing out of it, like, really and truly. So, yeah, I didn't see the...
And it don't help with the Mark Clattenburg stuff as well, that they've... Let's be real. It doesn't, bro. Like, you're not going to look at Nottingham Forest and feel sorry for them, is my point.
From my perspective, I just think I've not even paid too much attention to him. So I just feel like they've hired him for a role, and that's it, really and truly. I get the links. Like, obviously, my man was a heavy. He's probably one of the best refs that we had at the time, innit? But I just feel like every time it pops up is referee analyst or something like that for Nottingham Forest.
What are you analyzing?
Those question marks are fair, bro. But I'm just saying that for me, I've paid no interest to my man because it's like he's got a job at Nottingham Forest. Like, whatever, like, it's calm.
Big whoop.
Yeah, literally, bro. Like, and people keep, and Gary Neville was like, oh, he has to resign tonight and all that.
And all no of that. Way he said that.
And yeah, on Sky, he said it. So I was like, but for me, it's like, I'm not really pressed by that still. They've got a refereeing angle at the club and they've hired my man in it. So I'm like, yeah, whatever.
So what's your thoughts on the whole?
I think VAR, referees VAR. I think VAR is, how can I word this without it making sense? I think VAR... The idea of VAR is the correct procedure in terms of how we kind of want it played out correctly. But ultimately, I think throughout our time that VAR has been in the Premier League, I think it has not been carried out correctly. I think, and especially, I don't know what's gone on the last 2 or 3 weeks, but I think it's been an absolute... circus the last few weeks. I think it's been worse than ever before. I think it's been an absolute circus. I just can't. You said Forrest, why are you putting that tweet out? But then you see the three decisions, or the two, or the one, and you're just like, okay, I hear it. Maybe I hear the tweet. You know what I'm saying? And then you go on to, I'm just gonna handpick certain situations. You go on to the Arsenal-Chelsea game. I think it was Nico Jackson could have nearly snapped my man's leg in half, yeah? And he doesn't even... It doesn't... Not even a pause. You see that pause they do where they're like, they're listening. Not even that. My man just carried on playing. Yeah. And then Arsenal got a goal. I think it was to make it 2-0. Important goal in the game when Chelsea were kind of not on top, but they were creating some dangerous openings. They've got their second of the game. And Gabriel is just speared I think it was Madu AK again. Arsenal, I've gone up the other end of the pitch. It wasn't even checked.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we go to yesterday, or like even Coventry, the Coventry game they give, and like you could argue the Wan-Bissaka handball, correct decision, but then they go up the week after, and the same thing happens again, and it's not given. So it's like, and then there's no. And then, like you mentioned, in the North London Derby, this ain't nothing to do with VAR now. But when I mean, I'm glad they showed the highlight because Michael Oliver was stood here, and where you're sat is where Rice kicked Davis in the bollocks.
I couldn't
and he did not give a penalty.
Bro, when I saw that, yeah, I said, Oliver, you're letting me down there, mate. Because I say you're the best ref in the Prem, and you still have car crashes like that. How do you not see that? Do you know what it is? Should I be real with you? I feel as if it's just, they're just backing the boys. So if a ref doesn't make a decision, remember his brethren is in Stockley Park.
No,
So I feel as if it's just I don't want to undermine you, bro.
No, I hear it.
No, I don't hear it.
No, I hear what you're saying. No, I hear what you're saying. But my point, this is the mess that we're talking about. You send a ref to the monitor. We know it's a pen. When the ref went to the monitor at Old Trafford, I knew he was given nothing else but a penalty because he got sent to the monitor.
Mm.
Is that what it's for? Why? I would love to know the percentages of how many times a ref has been sent to the monitor and they've said, nah, I'll stand by my decision. So in my point, what's the point? What's the point? Because every single time they get sent to the monitor, they're like, yeah, cool. So why can't you just tell him in his ear it's a penalty? There's no other way. There's no one in that panel or in that hub that would have said that's not a penalty. Why is Mike Oliver getting sent to the monitor? So for me, I understand it's like they want to have the referee in charge. But for me, it's like there's this
illusion.
Or what's not a pen? What is a pen? If you get sent to the monitor more time, you're going to go with that decision. And then it's like, but I'm thinking, don't these referees go by the same rule book?
It's an illusion.
So if it's a penalty, it's a penalty. So then why are you sending my man to... So for me, it's like, but then you can snap someone's leg in half and it doesn't even get checked. So at what point are we... Do you get what I'm saying? So, and I'll put my hands up and give credit to everything that's bang on and spot on, i.e. goal line technology, i.e. the offsides that they use in the Champions League and that. Because you can't... There's no... If the ball's over the line, even if it's by that inch, they're not going to say nothing. Obviously, with Coventry, because we ain't got the offside from the Champions League, people are saying, oh, it's only that little bit. We don't ever hear that when it's goal line technology because it's either a goal or it's not. Mm-hmm. So when they bring that offside thing next year, we're going to have no complaints because it's either offside or it's not. But then with VAR and how it's handled, I just think it's bringing more problems than solutions, if I'm honest. Because it was brought in so players don't get their legs snapped. And Tomiyasu still could have got his leg snapped. So for me, and it's happening too regularly. It's not once every 4, 5, 6 weeks. It's every single week we have a problem. And we got guys looking at the replays over and over and over again. Do you get it? So for me, that's unacceptable. If Mike Oliver didn't see that and we didn't have VAR today, I'm like, cool, whatever. He might have missed it. He might have seen that he got kicked the ball. But you've got guys to watch it over and over and over again. And I understood why he didn't give a red to Jackson because he might have missed it. But your guys in Stockley Park saw it over and over again and didn't do nothing. So for me, we're at a point where it's not working.
Mm.
Do you get it? So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, bro. My thing with it is, I'm numb to goals.
First?
Goals are going in, and the first thing in my head is it offside? Is it offside? Is it offside? I can't genuinely celebrate a goal. Because especially if I'm with the mandem. I'm with the mandem. First. And there's been times, celebrated a mad goal. Like, I'm in man's face. I'm giving it everything I can. Offside. I feel like my heart just left left my body.
Like,
bro.
Like Van der Ven's goal. You obviously you celebrate, but you see what with that. I hear you. I hear you. And that's more time with the emotion. But that's like, okay, cool. I hear that one though, bro. Because it's like,
yeah, but but you're asking about, is VAR ruining the game? Is VAR ruining my experience in watching the game? Is it just the decisions? No, it's the feeling. It's how do I feel when something's happening and VAR are interceding it, or they're coming. Do you get what I'm trying to say, bro? That's my issue. Like, yes, we know, bro. It's brought in for offside. If a goal's a goal, it's not a da da. But how am I feeling when I'm watching games now? I'm getting more numb. Because even though I want to celebrate a goal, and even if I'm by myself, it's still the same thing. I'm like, I'm watching it, thinking, oh, am I going to get confirmation? Is it going to... Bro, come on, bro. What is that, bro? Like, let's be real here. So, in my opinion, I think it's ruining the game on so many different levels. Not just the decision-making in terms of fouls and referees and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Bro, just... You're just taking away, like, a mad goal rush. Like, do you get what I'm saying, bro?
But this is my point.
People have had the best ever experiences with offside goals.
No, I hear you. And if VAR was bang on...
I would have minded.
Do you get it?
Because then I know...
Do you get
it's cool, innit?
Because like, ultimately, Coventry shouldn't have scored that goal because it was offside. Do you get what I mean? But I also, on the other end of the stick, I hear it. I hear what you're saying. And because they're getting so much wrong, I'm kind of on your side.
Do you get it, bro?
But if they were bang on I wouldn't mind offside goals.
We wouldn't be complaining about anything.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
And that's my worry. Like, how many years has it been in now?
They're giving me an excuse. They're giving me a reason. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's what it is at the end of the day. But
and I just can't wrap my head around it. Like, you're all going by the same rule book. Mm. How is a leg breaker not even worth a viewing? For me, it's just... And it's not just that instance. Like I said, it's every single week.
You're saying
we're
viewing.
Talking about a different decision. Where Old Trafford against Burnley, there was 3-4. We're not involved in nothing, so I'm not really pressed. But...
Yeah.
Do you get it?
No, to round up, man. Yeah, it's... It's interesting, man. We'll see if things are done. Probably not. I mean, they did introduce semi-automated offside. So
that's brilliant.
And it worked well in the World Cup. So we'll see on that agenda. It'll be interesting to see Liverpool's new manager, see who comes to the firing line. You know what I mean? They're getting touted with, their very own Dutch. So we'll see how that goes. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, bro, another one in the bag. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Make sure your notification bells are on too so you never miss any of our drops. And yeah, man, that's us. Peace.